You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Yes, he combined his love of bicycling with his hatred of snow, snow shoveling, and came up with a bicycle snow plow. It's actually pretty cool looking.
It is look. I do kind of like that.
I think if you lived in Connecticut and you had to deal with the snow every day, you'd know about it. As a kid that grew up in Michigan, I totally understand this. Totally understand it. My family and friends are used to my crazy ideas, he says. His name is Rob Watzak. He's from New Milford, Connecticut, and he's on line 5. Rob.
Hi, how's it going?
That's going good, buddy. We understand you're in Las Vegas. That's pretty early in Vegas right now.
I am in Las Vegas. I'm getting ready for work. I'm here for a builder's conference. I work for Fine Home Building Magazine.
Oh, is that right? So what do you do for the magazine?
So I work for their website, and so I made this crazy video. I do have a little of experience producing videos for the magazine, basically how-to videos for carpentry and other.
How not to cut your fingers off, because we've been talking about stuff like that on this morning's show, as a matter of fact.
So that's good.
Exactly.
At Fine Building Magazine. So you went to Virginia Tech. You live in Connecticut now. Did I understand your wife went there, too?
Yeah, my wife grew up around Smith Mountain Lake, which is down near Roanoke, Virginia.
Sure.
And I went to school down there. I was originally from New York, and that's where we met, and that's also where I learned how to weld.
As every man should know how to weld. You know, they say there's a few things that throw a punch, tie a tie, weld. Those are
exactly.
The things. So it says in this article that we saw, you created a snowplow out of a bicycle and an old like lawn tractor setup that you had laying around, right?
Yes, that's right.
And it really does work, but it's a hell of a workout for your legs.
So, it's not as much a workout for your legs because the gears are really low. It's more like you just, as many people commented on the video, you don't want to have a heart attack from pedaling too hard.
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly right. That's what they used to always warn everybody. You know, don't shovel it. This is why people that live up north will shovel their driveway 2 or 3 times during a snow event rather than wait for it to all pile up.
Yeah, it's tough, and yeah. I was really just tired of shoveling.
And bored. I look at this, and I'm thinking to myself, this is a guy that's been in the house too long right here, this guy. So it says in the article that you've invented other stuff. What kind of other things have you invented?
Well, as far as invented goes, I mean, that may be, I've basically been doing metal work as sort of a hobby and sort of a side job all over the years. And as far as inventions goes, most of the things I've built are more just sort of crazy bicycles. Like I've got tall bikes and low riders and choppers.
I got you. Would you be open to some suggestions? Because I have some thoughts on this. I love the way you've combined like a garden implement and a pedal powered. I would like a Razor scooter that is also a bucket truck. Can you make that for me?
Sure, why not?
That'd be kind of cool. I just want the bucket arm on a Razor scooter. I think that would be good.
Hey,
or,
I always look at stuff that's already out there. And you ever see those little toys that the kids sit on that, like, they move the levers to move the buckets to scoop in their sandbox? I've already got some ideas rolling around in my head.
Sounds good. I got a combination backhoe long skateboard that you're going to love.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, it's Rod. I grew up right next to New Milford, Connecticut, in Brookfield. I know the situation with the snow and the mountains there all too well. Neighbors, have they asked you to either start plowing their driveways with your bicycle plow, or have they ordered one for themselves?
Yeah.
Well, not so much neighbors, but I definitely have had a lot of people in the comments on my video say, where can I buy one?
Oh, that's
cool.
But
we do share in my neighborhood shoveling duties, and so I did the whole sidewalk in front of 4 houses after I did the driveway.
Nice. I was going to say, you give the neighbor kid like $10, if he comes over and does this. Have you shared this, by the way, with Virginia Tech?
You know, I hadn't. Someone shared it on the VT's Facebook page, and I thought they meant Virginia Tech, but they meant the sort of media company. So I really need to get down there and do that.
Well, as you might recall from going to school there, invent the future. And there you are. Yeah. There, here you are inventing the future in kind of a steampunk sort of way. You know what I mean? It's still kind of a bicycle-powered snowplow. Yeah! Two things that don't belong together. Like some sort of a, like a, I don't know, snow skis and fire hose. I have no idea. Something like that. Anyway, Rob Wozzeck of New Milford, Connecticut. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us. Remember, put $50 on black today, okay? You're in Vegas.
Definitely.
Do it. Do it, man. Thanks, buddy.